Inclusion Now 64, editorial. Welcome to Inclusion Now 64 with autumn inclusive education news. Recently, we have been left with a revolving door feeling as the different factions of the Tory government pulled themselves apart. The irony is that whatever their level of competence, they remain the government of inequality, representing the interests of the rich. Regarding the Send Green paper, we have been told that regardless of who is minister in charge of schools, there will be a response to the consultation before Christmas. It will emphasise more inclusion, but will not address the key barriers to inclusion. This is likely to introduce restrictions on parental choice, as well as national funding criteria, and be about saving money rather than giving disabled children the education that they need. The reforms the Tory government have introduced narrow the curriculum, include more normative testing, destroy teacher professional autonomy, and encourage punitive behaviour systems, all of which undermine inclusion. New austerity measures, brought about by mismanagement of the economy, Brexit, COVID-19 and inflation, are very likely to impact on disabled people and their families, just as the austerity measures of the last 12 years have. We say disability rights, not austerity. Support this year's UK Disability History Month, page 15. Our articles give an in-depth analysis of how families have not been given a fair deal in relation to SEND's provision. Friendship is arguably the most important and least practiced ingredient for successful inclusion, page 6. The pilot curriculum projects in Wales demonstrates the benefits of bringing disability rights into the curriculum for all, page 13. Linking segregation to race, class and disabledism shows the corrosive impacts of poverty and their intersectional links to segregation. Page 9. We know we have a big fight on our hands to resist disabled children, adults and their families being forced to pay for the financial crisis. We have an even bigger fight to get any future incoming government prepared to structurally change the education system to develop genuine inclusion. But the contents of issue 64 give us much food for thought in preparing for implementing full disability rights. By Richard Reeser, World of Inclusion.